Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, there is a thing called the U-shaped curve of happiness. In general, people are happy as children and teens and into their 20s. But then as life slows down and more responsibilities arrive, the happiness quotient starts to reduce and continues to go down. It does go up again in later life, but in the mid to late 40s, people are utterly miserable. News Talk's Henry McKean has taken time out from weeping uncontrollably to seek out similarly miserable people. Henry, are you all right?
I'm okay, Sean, and you're right. I am 46 years of age.
Okay, so you've got to be pretty unhappy now.
I'm in my 47th year, and supposedly, according to this research, and the Irish Times were writing about it today, 47 is the most miserable year. And I have to say, have I been miserable this year? Well, I had a great weekend, and I feel okay. There's times when I lose my temper, and I won't suffer fools gladly like I used to. But overall,
that's experience rather than, yeah. And then why would you?
Overall, I'm quite happy. And they do say that, you know, for ladies, that slump is even worse. It can be really, really tough. And you mentioned teenage years. I hated my teenage years.
Really?
I didn't like them at all. I loved it until I turned 13. Then I hated the acne. I hated the whole growing spurt thing that came really late. Didn't start growing until I was 17. Thank God. Otherwise, I'd,
you know. Really? Yeah, I started growing. I literally started growing when I was about 13, and I was twice the size of everyone else.
Really?
Yeah, and it was weird.
And acne. I had really, really bad acne.
Yeah.
So I didn't like my teen years. And then when I turned 17, 18, geez, I was loving it again. And yeah, the 20s, my 20s were fantastic. But we're speaking to people today about that, about your age. What's the best age that makes you happy? And we start by speaking to people who are near retirement age, who've seen it all.
What makes you happy?
Making love to my wife on a Saturday night after 32 years of marriage. Still at it. Still make her randy. A little bit of brandy might be required, but it's working well.
And that's what makes you happy. That keeps...
Oh, it's lovely.
The kind of spring in your step.
Yes, absolutely. And 6 children. 4 grandchildren, with 2 on the way. Family around yesterday for a barbecue. All that love. Family is what it's all about.
Are you happy?
Oh, very much so. Yes, I am retired, but I'm still working, so I have a lovely life balance of being able to work when I want to. And yeah, I'm very happy.
So you're kind of semi-retired?
Semi-retired, yeah. That's a good way to put it. But I've had happiness in all my decades. I think it depends on what life throws at you, really, and how you treat it.
So were you ever down in the dumps?
Oh, yes.
Was it ever tough?
Yeah, it was. I was to the point where I actually phoned the Samaritans at one point.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I've got over that. You get over it too, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So I'm happy, but it's got sorted and we're all happy again. Everything's fine.
And like some girls in their 20s there just literally skipped past us in joyous tones.
Yeah.
But for you, you went through a tough patch. What year were you then?
I was in my 40s, actually. Yeah, I was 46.
So you had a dip then. You were at that age.
Yeah. I left South Africa to come here. My mother died a week after I got here. And we were setting up in Blarney. With children, it was a very stressful time, obviously.
It was hard.
Yes. Yeah.
You got through.
Yeah.
And for people out there, we've got to remember there's tough days, but there's always a bright one in the end.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Always hanging in there. And if you help other people and you feel good about yourself, then it really brings happiness multiplied.
So give back, you're saying, that will bring happiness.
Absolutely, 100%.
My take on happiness is that happiness is a decision.
A decision.
If you decide to be happy, you'll be happy. If you decide to be miserable, worry about your first world problems, then you'll be miserable.
So try and wake up and think happy.
All the time. Positive. Today's going to be a great day. Thank God I'm alive today. That sort of stuff.
Did happiness ever dip for you? I'm not sure your age, but I'm guessing you're near retirement.
I'm 65, but I'm still working. Working keeps me happy.
And will you work until you drop?
I will. I'll work until they fire me, as I say.
And why won't you stop working?
Because it's fun, it's enjoyable, and it gives me a sense of purpose and happiness.
And did you ever dip? Did you ever feel a bit miserable? Was there any time?
Well, yeah, I think maybe my father passed away when I was 16. That was a bad time, but, you know, we rallied through it.
And you got through it, and it made
you
stronger?
Oh, 100%.
And tell us about your dad.
My father was from Long Island, New York. He sold office furniture in New York City. He had 8 kids. We had a big Irish Catholic family. And, stressful life, and he dropped out of a heart attack one day.
And you and the 8 kids and your mom just had to keep going.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My mother's the strongest woman I know.
There you go. That man seemed pretty content. But then again, he's at the other end of this curve. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, around the retirement age kind of thing in his 60s.
Exactly. And the fact that, you know, his father died at 16 and the large family, I think he said there was 8 of them. And he just had to keep through. And there was another lady there who said she had to ring the Samaritans when she was struggling. And again, that number is 116123 or samaritans.org. But yeah, everyone is different. And I remember when I was turning 40, I just celebrated it. I went huge. I went big. I went home on turning 40.
Yeah.
And when I turned 50, I'm not so sure. But I asked this lady, Marina, who turns 40 this Sunday, I ask, how does it feel to turn 40?
Surreal, because in my head I still feel like I'm around 24, and the time just has gone really, really fast, especially in my 30s, just whizzed by. But I'm really happy to be 40. I feel like I know a lot more about the world and how it operates and why things are and how I am in that, and it just makes a lot more sense than maybe when I was turning 30. And
you live in Turnmenfecken. How is life out there?
Oh, it's really good. I'm not from that part of the world, but it's a beautiful area. It's north of Drada. Drada's, you know, it's an interesting town, but Turnmenfecken's beautiful. It's really mature in its surroundings. Like, it's just very pretty. And I live beside the sea, and there's something very therapeutic about living beside the sea. It just feels like a healthy place to be.
And yourself, are you happy within?
I've been with my now husband 20 years, and I've been extremely fortunate, I think, to have met him when I was quite young, because now I know how it is on the dating apps and stuff like that. It's just, it seems unfair that that's what it is now, like, for people to meet. And I'm extremely happy with him. I don't know, I think I just got really lucky. And we were able to grow together, in a sense. Like, we met in college, we were able to grow, and we're very much on par with each other. We were never, like, outgrew each other, which I think is rare. And yeah, we were married nearly 10 years now, and we have a 4-year-old, and we have one kid, and I think that's what really makes me happy. I think you get a sense of joy giving your life, or, you know, giving a lot more of your time to something else outside of yourself. That's been really interesting, and I think that's where a lot of my happiness comes from now. You're trying to juggle, you know, your household, because women do most of the household labor, for sure, and that means, like, the kids that come with that, and you've got, like, this change in your hormones that you're also trying to deal with, and you may not understand for a long time why that is. So I can just imagine you're just overwhelmed. It's probably not unhappiness, it's just overwhelmed with your situation. I believe that does subside, like, when you probably get more into your 50s, but everything is just more fast-paced now. Like, everything is, everything's in front of you, you can see a lot more, so you're trying to aspire to be. Sometimes you just can't. So yeah, I can understand why some women in their 40s are not, you know, they might be struggling a little bit.
God, she was very thoughtful.
Oh,
she's
very.
Obviously given it a bit of thought.
Yeah.
That we're in a where she is in her life and everything.
Absolutely. And she said to me, Henry, we met on a train some years ago.
Really?
And I said, you know, was I sober? And she said, I was, but I don't remember that meeting her.
Okay.
But we met before.
Well, you've probably met lots of people on trains and on other various forms of transport, so you can't be expected to remember them all. Mm. Somebody's texting to say 50 is the new 30.
Oh, that's for sure.
You'll be grand.
Because we all live to 100 these days.
You do. So you're still really in your 20s.
Well,
you young reprobate, you. Now, this could be just nonsense anyway. This is just kind of generalized things. What, like, you know, what do scienticians say about it?
So a friend of the show, Leisha Redmond-McGrath, chartered work and coaching psychologist, had this to say.
I think the thing about happiness that a lot of people skip over is that it's a very individual and unique state, and it doesn't tend to be one that's permanent. We're taught as young boys and young girls that to succeed in life, you know, you have to have a big career and you have to own loads of stuff and you have to have a family and you have to be married and have kids and all that kind of stuff. And actually, those aren't necessarily the things that make people happy. For sure, they're the things that make some people happy, but that's not for everyone. Happiness is really an inside job and it can be a transitory state. I think what can happen in our 40s, especially for women, we have all the hormonal changes, which again are individual. But very often we are juggling careers, younger children and aged parents. And so we're really caught in a time poor, very busy state. Obviously, there's changes and responsibilities for men as well, but men don't have the hormonal piece that women tend to be, I'll go so far as to say, suffering from. In many cases. And so what I find certainly with my clients is being able to slow down, being able to recalibrate, being able to prioritize, being able to understand what is it that actually makes me happy as opposed to what I'm told I should or ought to do. Because very often happiness is in the quiet moments. It's not found down the bottom of a shopping bag or a wine bottle. It is found by connection with ourselves, connection with others, doing things that we're really passionate about, that we really enjoy, time in nature, time to calm our nervous systems. And that really is where happiness is most regularly found, rather than this constant treadmill of being busy, working really hard, shopping loads, accumulating loads of items. That tends not to be the source of prolonged happiness. We might get, you know, momentary highs from the shopping or the outings or the, you know, the lists that are checked off. But actually, the real happiness is found in stillness, in connection, and for me, certainly, and many of my clients, with nature, where we can, as I say, calm our nervous systems down.
Now, in fairness, she said, you know, don't be seeking happiness in places other people tell you.
Yes.
And then she gave a list of where you can find happiness. So I'm just going to purposefully do the opposite of all that. You could find happiness flossing your teeth.
That hasn't happened for me. Does
no,
that happen for you?
Me neither. But yeah, you know, I don't understand golf either. So, like, yeah, let's not judge
people. Would love golf.
Yeah.
But yeah, saying that, for me, you know, happiness, it definitely comes and goes. And I think it's okay to be miserable sometimes. I think it's okay to be...
Oh, no, absolutely. There's far too much of a stress on being happy.
Yeah, you can't fake it. I mean, if you're happy and if you're really, really sad, obviously not everyone can.
And also another thing she said, and like, it's not just her now, I'm not having a go at Leisha, but and you hear this phrase a lot, do what you're passionate about. Who's passionate? I mean, if, you know...
You're passionate.
No, I'm not. A job's a job. It's not something, like, it's a misuse of the word passion.
Well, what do you get angry? I suppose, is passion angry? Is that the same thing?
No, passion
is
like,
in the bedroom?
Well, passion, yeah, passion. Like, it's kind of an equivalent of that towards your job. Like, who, you know, not that many people are horny about their jobs, to be honest, because it's a job.
Yeah, well, you know, some people love what they do.
Oh, absolutely.
Some people love
it. But probably most people don't.
Oh, most people can't stand going to the office.
Because it's for the other things that, you know... Their family, their kids, going out for a pint, playing golf, whatever.
Or they live for the weekend,
or flossing their teeth, you know.
And they get their heads off that.
A bit of,
And we should find happiness in anything that we need to find it in. And here is a couple in their mid-40s with kids.
I'm at my happiest when I'm with my family and we're together and having fun.
And your age, when it comes to age, I'm guessing you're about 38.
That's very kind. I'm 46.
And the age, 46, 47, is when happiness dips, they say, but you're still going strong.
I'm trying to focus on the stuff that matters the most and not get caught in the sort of day-to-day silliness.
Are you happy, and does it surprise you, for ladies especially, 46, 47, happiness can dip?
You know, I could hear that. I think you can get a little burdened down by all the responsibilities of life. But I would say I'm happy. I think it takes work. It takes intention and reminding yourself what you care about most and paying attention to those things.
You're busy with the kids. You're busy with life.
Yes. Yes. Very busy.
And you're smiling.
I am.
You're not miserable at all.
No. Some days are hard. But I'm also looking at you and you're smiling at me. And even just the space between two people is the important stuff, right?
What makes you happy?
Unicorns.
So unicorns make you happy. Have you ever come across a unicorn before?
No.
But you hope to one day?
Yeah.
And what makes you happy?
Dinosaur.
When were you happiest?
I would say when you're the most healthy. Health, you know, first and foremost, yeah. Happy, everyone's happy, healthy around you. Yeah, it's a very deep question. It's all relative, what makes you happy.
So what age were you when you were happy? I know that is quite a relative, deep question.
I would say if you get to... your mid-40s and everyone's still okay, then you're not doing too bad.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I would say so. There's a lot of worse things going on in the world at the minute. I can walk around freely. I can treat myself to chocolate. You know, some people can't.
Yeah, that's true. Some people can't do that. Love, I suppose, Henry, is they all say that's the key
love,
to happiness.
Absolutely, love. And what is love? You know, love is so many different things.
Yeah.
It's lust. It's being in love. It's that inner love. It can mean everything. It can be life. And anyway, this man.
Love for a fine cigar.
Yeah, that.
As to quote The Simpsons.
But yeah, this man, he's delighted with his life.
When I think about what makes me happy, I think about the fact that I get to wake up every morning next to this beautiful woman right here. And seeing her every day and knowing that I get to wake up next to her, that's all that matters.
So you're a hopeless romantic. What age are you?
I'm 44.
And they say that, you know, happiness dips at 47. All is good for you. Everything's going well. You're still happy.
Life is beautiful.
I'm going to go over to your beautiful person in your life, if that's okay. Does he make you happy?
Always.
Are you happy in life? Are there any things in your life that perhaps could be better? And do you think it's tougher on ladies in their 40s because of the pressure of career? Perhaps the kids are there. Perhaps the parents also need a little bit of help. And, you know, it's a difficult age, isn't it, in your 40s?
I think so. It's very difficult to manage kids and work life and family and just trying to do it all. It's not easy, definitely.
Has your happiness dipped yet, or are you still happy?
I actually have never been happier.
Really?
Yes.
And what makes you happy?
So this is a second marriage for me. So I think the second time around, I picked what truly made me happy to my core, and he embodied all of that. So I feel like I got a second chance at life.
Okay, a second chance of life. And to end on a completely positive note, someone's texted in to say, existence itself is misery. We're all just trudging through life until the sweet release of death. That said, it is Monday, so it might be a little over nihilistic. Maybe wait until Friday to ask these questions. Do indeed text back in and say, are you feeling less nihilistic on that day? Henry, thanks a million. As ever, Henry McKean there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.